Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cyberbullies, a Bulldog Mentality, a CISO's podcast, episode one. I'm your host, Jody Blanchard, a current Fortune 500 CISO or Chief Information Security Officer, cybersecurity expert, U.S. Army veteran, and the author of the book, Cyberbullies, a CISO's Guide to Doing Cybersecurity. In today's episode, we're exploring chapter one of my book, The Bulldog's Grit, Establishing a Solid Security Foundation. Imagine being a leader tasked with defending your organization against invisible threats. Threats evolving faster than you can patch or predict. Where do you start? The answer lies in grit. The unyielding resolve to build a cybersecurity foundation that's not just strong, but resilient and continues to protect your organization. Today, we'll break this down into four key areas. Cultivating a security-first culture. Assessing and improving your security posture, building resilience through layered defense, and turning technology, people, and processes into your greatest assets. So sit back, grab your coffee, settle in, and let's embrace the bulldog mentality. Let's start with the human element, because no tool, no firewall, no technology will work if people aren't part of the plan. Think of a security-first culture like the foundation of a house. If it's weak, it doesn't matter how many locks or alarm you add. So how do you build it? You start by building a security-first culture. Empower the organization. Empower the people. Empower the security analysts. Don't instill fear. And you start at the top. That's step one. Culture starts with the leadership. I've been in rooms where executives see cybersecurity as just another line item, a cost center. Your job as that leader is to change the narrative. Don't just talk about reducing risk. Connect cybersecurity to the business success. For example, every dollar invested in security protects customer trust and brand reputation. A breach isn't just about downtime. It's a PR crisis. It can cost millions. So when you're talking real-world examples, think of an institution that faces repeated phishing attacks. Leadership finally invested in a security awareness program after they quantified the risk in dollars. What did that lead to? It led to, within months, the phishing incidents dropping 60%. That's the quantification that's changing the culture and understanding that investment in an awareness program can help reduce the risk just as much as implementing a technical tool. Step two, train like you mean it. Cybersecurity awareness training often fails because it's boring. Here's a better approach. Run simulations. Gamify it. Turn the employees into active defenders through phishing exercises to where they're engaged in the process. Tailor the content. Executives care about revenue. Developers care about secure coding. Make the content relevant to the audience. And then make it real. Show the impact of the breaches, but focus on the empowerment portion, not the fear of the breach. And here's a practical tip I like to give. I call it the Cyber Bootcamp. Run an interactive workshop where they can experience real-world attacks, a simulated phishing email, and that goes through the process, and then goes throughout a password brute force attack demonstration. These are wake-up calls that change behavior and foster a proactive mindset. But why is this so critical? Because 85% of the breaches still involve the human element. Phishing, social engineering, simple mistakes. But with the right culture, your people become the first line of defense, not the weakest link. But let's talk about the bulldog's tenacity. How do you assess and improve your security posture? A strong security posture is about knowing where you stand and where the gaps are, what the needs are to be improved. It's like circling your territory, relentlessly checking for weaknesses. But how would you go about that? Well, step one, run a gap analysis. Start with a comprehensive assessment and ask these simple questions. Are your firewalls and tools up to date? Is your software and systems patched regularly? Do employees know how to spot phishing attempts? This isn't a one-time exercise. Cybersecurity is dynamic, and so is your organization. Run the gap analysis at least quarterly. And step two, once you've done the gap analysis, close the gaps. Here's where the Bulldog grit really comes into play. Prioritize critical fixes first. If you're doing patch management and vulnerabilities exist, attackers will exploit them. Multi-factor authentication. It's a simple but effective means. Implement multi-factor authentication on your critical systems and for privileged users. And then 24/7 monitoring. Using your SIEM tools for real-time threat detection, integrate alerts so no anomaly goes unnoticed, and then have someone or a human element on the side to review the alerts as they come in. Yeah, but let's talk about the real-world examples. I worked in an organization that used to be targeted by spear phishing campaigns regularly. The executives were unaware of how these systems and these emails bypassed all of their filters. But by simply deploying advanced filters, adopting MFA, and training the executives on what to look for, we blocked over 98% of the malicious attempts within weeks. A reoccurring problem that was impeding the business process was no longer existent after a few weeks of simple changes. But really, you have to track the metrics that matter. Establish key performance indicators or KPIs to measure the progress. And at a minimum, you should have instant response times, the number of vulnerabilities identified and patched, and the employee training participation rates. These metrics don't just show the results, they help you improve your return on investment or ROI to your leadership. But let's go talk about defense in depth a little. The Bulldog's best trick. Imagine that your organization has a series of concentric circles. In the center lies your most valuable assets, customer data, intellectual property, systems. Each layer around it makes it harder for an attacker to penetrate. These key layers are your network security. That's your firewalls, your intrusion detection systems, your regular traffic monitoring systems throughout your network. Your endpoint security is your next layer, which is your endpoint detection response tools and how you spot threats on devices. Then you have data encryption. How do you protect the sensitive data at rest and transit and in an identity management? What is your process for implementing the least privilege principle? No one gets more access than they need. The reality is this is one of the most critical elements. When you integrate this, and why integration matters, is where all the magic happens. When these layers work together, your IDS will identify the malicious activity. Your SIM will correlate the data with the endpoint alerts. Your automated tools will shut down the compromised system before the threat ends. Defense in depth ensures that if one layer fails, all the others still stand. You have to remember, cybersecurity is not about perfection. It's about resilience. If attackers get in, your systems can detect, isolate, and respond before the real damage occurs, all while keeping the business running. Now, we covered the tools and strategy, but here's the truth. People are your first line of defense. Processes create the structure. Technology is your force multiplier. When these three elements align, you achieve a operational cybersecurity synergy. And let me give you a practical exercise. You have an incident response plan. An incident response plan usually will combine people, process, and technology. The people is who's responsible for what's there in an incident. The process is how do you contain, mitigate, and recover. And the technology is what tools will detect, respond to the threat. And then you run a tabletop exercise to test this plan. You simulate scenarios like ransomware attacks. This builds confidence, muscle memory, and cohesion throughout your team. As we wrap up chapter one from my book, here's the key takeaway. The Bulldog's grit isn't about defense. It's about building resilience, preparation, and culture. You're not waiting for threats. You're anticipating. You're responding to them. And you're empowering your organization to stand strong. In the coming chapters, we'll explore how to leverage threat intelligence, create proactive strategies, and turn cybersecurity into your competitive advantage. Remember, cybersecurity isn't a technical battle. It's a human one. Stay resilient, stay vigilant, and embrace the bulldog mentality. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast today. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with your teams, subscribe, join me next time when we talk about Chapter 2, The Bulldog's Bark, Threat Intelligence and Knowing the Enemy. Until then, stay prepared, stay relentless,